You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
If you park outside, you'll be scraping tomorrow morning, so.
Yeah.
Get one of those cool windshield covers that they got now. Have you seen those?
Mm-mm.
It's like a blanket that you put over your windshield and it tucks into your doors. So then when it snows, you just peel it off essentially and all the snow comes off.
Oh.
My neighbors just got those that park outside. I was like, that's pretty cool.
Like it doesn't that. Stick to the car?
No, It's got some sort of special backing, so it doesn't stick to the window. So,
because when, you know, it gets wet and everything mm-hmm. and then freezes, you know, I feel like it would just, like, be stuck to it.
Pulls your window right off.
Yeah, pull the paint off your car.
Yeah, it works pretty good.
Hmm.
Wow. You live in an amazing time.
I guess. Let's see what else. We got Mindbender in 30 minutes. We're going to do that at 7:30. Right now, though, we've got... I don't think I can play the What's Your Problem jingle because this isn't, I guess one of them is a problem, but the rest of them are just people reaching out. Maybe I just need to play our old fashioned email jingle.
Email, we get email, we get your email every day. Here's your mail today.
Right. If you want to do it the old-fashioned way with email, just go to mix100.com. That's mix100.com. You can send off a message that way. Or find us on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy. Dom with an M. Dom and Jeremy. Jeremy puts a whole bunch of fun stuff on there every day, including some clickbait that you'll enjoy. And you can reach out to us with messages. All of three of these came through Facebook. I'm going to save the entree for last. Here's one that's self-serving, but I'm going to read it anyway because she's got a beautiful name and she's very sweet. Her name is Eliana. Dom and Jeremy, I'm going back to the office for the first time in about 2 years. We've been working remotely. I just want you to know how refreshing it is to hear your show again. Love my boys.
Well, thank you.
When is our office going to go back to
full-time? I have no idea. I was actually wondering that yesterday. I've seen a few little gophers poking their heads out.
Straggling
here and there. Here and there, they poke out. So, I don't know, man.
Kind of like whack-a-mole.
They're little groundhogs is what they are. They're meep, 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 meep. You see them in the kitchen, and then they scamper off.
I was like, isn't that wild? Okay. Do you remember, and I know a lot of people have talked about this, but it is kind of wild that we're coming up on the two-year mark of when people really...
Yeah.
Became aware of it, and that we all thought it would be 6 to 9 to 12 months max.
Mm-hmm. We've gotten really used to, well, most people have gotten used to working outside the office now, and they don't want to go back. There was a big story this morning actually talking about some of the people that have trickled back into the office, and they don't like how noisy it is because they've been used to working at home where it's quiet, and they get a lot of things done, and they're back in the office now, and they're like, God, it's noisy. I got to find a different job now because I just can't listen to all these people.
That's really interesting. I saw the headline for that story, but I didn't read it. I want to check that out because that's
that's legit.
Angle.
You know, you're just used to working in quiet and peace, and now you can't have that.
A lot of people would say it's quieter at the office than it is at home.
It depends on what you're doing, I guess. Yeah.
Well, that and what's around you. I mean, if you got kids around or something like that,
dogs
it could be a lot quieter at the office. Dogs.
Yep.
Anyway, Aliana, thank you for that. Kirsten, this is short and sweet. I don't know how long we could talk about this. It's weird. She goes, "How many Dom and Jeremy, how many pillows do you sleep with? It's to settle an argument." So my question is, are they arguing over how many you and I
would hope so.
Personally are sleeping with?
I hope so.
They arguing over the number of pillows that the average person sleeps with?
God, I don't know.
One?
You're a one? I got three. I'm a three pillow dude.
You do the whole
I sleep on
clutch.
One, I clutch one, and then I have one between my knees. I'm a side sleeper, so yeah. I should just buy myself a body pillow, really.
You really should.
Yeah.
How do you keep them all, like, you don't move during the night?
Not a lot. Uh-uh.
I can't even imagine if I had that, where those pillows would end up.
I like to snuggle.
That's so cute.
It's cute.
Kirsten, three for Jeremy, one for me.
Now you know. The more you know.
Strange question. And then here's our entree. This is from Carmen. Boys, how do you feel about people who floss in front of you? My husband will walk around the house and floss his teeth. I think it's the grossest thing ever, but he won't stop. I'd appreciate your thoughts on this.
I do it.
We'll open up phones on this, by the way. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Are you a walk around the house or talk to people while you're flossing, or must that be a private thing for you?
I walk around. I'm a floss stick guy, and I feel like I can multitask and walk around and get in there and also get something else done. You got to.
Well, the argument that people have is the flinging of food particles out of your mouth. That's what people get grossed out about.
Yeah.
It's not, oh my God, he's being so much more productive. Nobody worries about that.
I do.
What they're worried about is like so Gretchen and I have separate rooms and separate bathrooms, and she'll come in every once in a while and be talking to me about something while I'm flossing, and she will like make this big production of stepping back, you know, as if.
Are you a string guy?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, you can shoot stuff out with the string. I mean, you've done it in front of the mirror before, haven't you? And, like, launched a piece of steak up against the mirror.
But it's the same process.
Yeah.
I won't use the ones that you use.
I like
because
the sticks.
To me, it's a save the earth kind of thing. And I see those little plastic things all over the place. To me, that's no different than water bottles. It's just a whole bunch of little plastic things that are just going right into the garbage.
I melt all mine down to make little silverware and stuff out of them.
So, you know, it's a question of are you grossed out by people flossing in front of you? Or should that be a go in the bathroom and close the door?
Do your own thing. Yeah. Nobody wants to
see
that.
It doesn't bother me.
I do it. I walk around, especially if I'm doing it at night. I'm setting out my clothes for the next day and I'm just getting things done, you know, getting my shoes out, setting out my socks.
Cute. We'll open up the phones, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. We can take at least one before we go to break. Let's see what Emma has to say about this. What do you think about people flossing while they're talking to you, Emma?
I think it's very, very disgusting.
Pretty nasty, huh? All those little particles going everywhere and your hands are all wet.
Thank you. My ex used to do that all the time. And I used to tell him just to stop. And he would just talk and do it and do it. And these little particles going all over the place.
Is that why he's your ex?
Part of it.
Contributed?
Part of it.
Contributed to it?
Yes.
But did you ever kiss him? I mean, you're still getting those particles if you're kissing and smooching on him. I mean, really, what's the difference?
Really?
Sure you
particles
are.
Particles fly out of your teeth.
Well, if you have dinner and the next thing you know, you're making out after spaghetti, you got a little meatball in your mouth, you know?
No.
Emma. You know.
No, it's not the same.
Sweet marinara kisses.
Yeah, no. The particles are still stuck in there, so.
All right, Emma.
Unless Emma's tongue is pulling them out of his mouth.
Well, from what I've heard,
Emma
goes to town. Call that foreplay at my house.
Oh, my God. Emma, where are you from originally?
Colorado.
Good job.
Okay. Listen, I'm so glad you called. Thank you for being on the show. Have a wonderful day, okay?
You too.
Bye, Emma.
All right. Didn't mean to disgust her, but I mean, thoughts of flossing in front of people, gross or totally fine? Carrie Ann says, if Emma was grossed out by the kissing comment, she'll love this. My husband used to floss in front of me while we talked, and I'd ask him to please stop. He just laughed and kept doing it. Well, one day, he came in the kitchen while he was flossing, and I turned around to face him. Just as a particle shot out, it lodged in my eye.
All right.
She says, I'm not kidding.
Yum.
And then she closed with, he never did it again. I guess that's what it takes.
You can put an eye out, essentially.
It takes something like that. We're going to take a couple of calls. Let's see. Joanne, Leslie, and Karen. Joanne, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good.
Oh, such a good day. What do you think about all this flossing?
I think flossing is so important for your gum health, your teeth health. You should floss after every meal. Floss while you're sitting at the table. That way when you're flossing, the food goes right back on the plate where it came from.
Is this the American Dental Association on the line?
No, it is not. But it is a woman that has saved her teeth many, many years by flossing.
Well, you do it right there at the table, so it will go right back onto the plate. Let me ask you something. Are you able to control the direction of your particles
essentially, yeah.
You have, directional control over it?
That's impressive.
Over years, yeah. You don't just floss willy-nilly. You floss quietly and keep your mouth as closed as possible.
I guess you can kind of. No, you got to get your mouth open to do it. How do you do it with your mouth closed? Joanne, you're you're a liar.
You put your teeth, you put the floss in, then you close your mouth, and then you pull the string, string back and forth. It really does.
Right there at the table? Like, I mean,
at the table, she said.
If we're talking, like, rude behavior, like, if I'm sitting down to dinner with you and you do that, that's gross.
Let me ask you, Joanne, do you do it when you go?
I wouldn't do it in front of company.
I was going to say, do you do it when you go out to a restaurant? I mean, if we walk into Applebee's, are you going to be sitting there flossing your,
I guess when
your awesome blossom or whatever they serve there?
The minute I get to the car, I fly.
You're going to town, huh? All right.
You are absolutely delightful. Thank you for calling our show. Have a great day. We appreciate you. Here's Leslie. Leslie, what do you think about all that?
Morning, boys. Well, I think that the little green ones you're talking about, they're not as bad because the plastic piece is kind of in your mouth.
Those are the ones I use, the little sticks.
Yeah. And then, but if you've got your fingers wrapped around a bunch of string, your mouth wide open, You can go, you know, even in a restaurant, go to the restroom and do it. But I do have a funnier story about that grossness is my husband and I brush our teeth in the shower. Mm-hmm. And in the evenings when I brush my teeth, I take my toothbrush out and I brush my teeth out in the sink. And then I lay on the sink and I grab it in the morning when I shower. And I've been doing it for quite a while. And the other day he said, why is my toothbrush on your sink?
Oh, so you've been
using it. And he chews. And I'm like, oh, what? Oh. The pink one's mine. And he's like, no, the pink one's mine. The blue one's yours. And I'm like, oh, my God.
So you've been brushing with his toothbrush?
Yes, for probably 2 months.
First of all, why are the colors mixed up like that?
That's what I said.
That's a life rule. That's a life rule.
No, it isn't.
I know.
Sure it is.
Oh, my God. It
it's
totally,
like that in our house. Nikki has, Knick-Knack has the pink one, and I have the blue one.
Look.
Yeah, that's how you do
it. I understand how it grosses some people out, but I personally don't think it's that big a deal in a pinch to share a loved one's toothbrush.
I thought you were going to say, like, he was using the toothbrush in the shower to, like, you know, clean between his toes or something.
Cleaning the grout?
He was, you know, cleaning his his bits and pieces or something.
No,
wow, use a toothbrush for that?
You got to get in there, Dom. You got to get in there.
My God.
Yeah.
Oh, Leslie. You're the best. Have a fun day, okay?
Have a fun day, guys.
Thank you.
Bye. We have time for one more. We'll make it quick. Karen, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good, Karen.
We're terrific. What do you think about all this?
I think it's disgusting.
Why?
I don't like just the fact that food particles can go out, and I do a job of healthcare, and that mouse just disgusts me. I don't know.
There was.
But my mom's been a dental hygienist for many years, and she was like, "You should go into dentistry," and I'm like, "No."
She's seen some things, huh? She's seen them some things.
But you.
You know, when I was dating, I've told this story a couple times on the air, but when I was first dating my sweet Knick-Knack, my wife, I would be flossing in the bathroom with her, and then I'd pull that string out of my mouth and slap it across her face as like a little prank, and it would like stick to her face, and I'd run off. And then now we've been happily together for almost 20 years. So.
And that's what did it.
That's
flossing your teeth. Ugh,
no, and then slapping your SO with the string. That's love.
Like
I suggest everybody does it. Yeah, it's like a little face whip. Oh, marry me. She's like, you better get down on one knee right now.
Karen, thank you for the call.
Thanks, Karen.
I feel like the majority of people would feel like it's a gross.
I bet it's
like 80-20.
I mean, if you look at the whole act of it, your hands are in your mouth, there's old food, you're in between your teeth. The whole thing is nasty. It is.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to do it.
And you would never, ever, once, in an emergency, use Nicole's toothbrush. Because
never.
I
no,
would.
That's gross. It's
I've
gross.
Used Nicole's toothbrush.
Here I am slapping her with floss, and I wouldn't even touch her toothbrush. I'm like, ugh. Yuck.
Thanks for all your calls. Thanks for your messages. And Carmen, thank you for shaking this hornet's nest this morning. Yeah. We appreciate that.